It was a down and up day on Wall Street. Around 1 o'clock, the Dow slipped below 8,000, but it staged an afternoon rally, gaining 553 points, more than 6%, to end at 8,835. The NASDAQ and S&P also surged more than 6%. On Wall Street today at Federal Hall, President Bush talked about the economy.
Financial turmoil anywhere in the world affects economies everywhere in the world.
President Bush, addressing members of the conservative Manhattan Institute, he called for smarter regulation of markets, but warned against too much government interference. Well, hitting that regulation and oversight sweet spot was the topic of two congressional hearings today, one looking into hedge funds and home mortgages. We'll talk about what the right balance is now with Michael Greenberger, a professor at the University of Maryland. In the late 1990s, Greenberger did oversight of trading at the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, and he advised President Clinton on financial markets. Welcome to WNYC.
Good afternoon.
So hedge funds, these are very nimble, very lightly regulated, lightly taxed funds. Many of the managers testifying in Washington today, including George Soros, basically said, this financial mess isn't our creation, and it would be a mistake to regulate too much. Do you agree?
I agree in part, and I disagree in part. I think that from my own surveillance of this system, of the systemic breakdown, that hedge funds probably played no more role than any other institution in the turmoil in the markets. The problem was more of deregulated financial instruments, such as the now famous credit default swaps, were traded largely by everybody, banks, insurance companies, hedge funds, pension funds, what have you. So I think in this particular crisis, we can't point to hedge funds and say that they have any more or any less responsibility. But I do believe that there will be a very strong effort in the future to re-regulate the entire system, not only the instruments that were at fault, such as the credit default swaps. But I think the American people now are insistent, after having to make this huge investment in the financial services market, that no part of this market be a secret to the United States government. And, of course, hedge funds have been very insistent on being able to operate outside of a transparent regulatory format. And I think that in the sweep of the overarching regulation that will be done, hedge funds will not be able to avoid being more transparent to the federal government and have to satisfy other regulatory requirements. I might just quickly add that the SEC made a very valiant effort after the Enron collapse to bring hedge funds into a regulated environment. Chairman Donaldson, the then chair of the SEC, was able to do so on a 3-2 vote, but then was overturned by a court on review. And he was very unpopular for that effort at the time. But I think that his efforts were right on, and I think we're going to see a return to that, because Congress has more wind at its back to do those kind of things.
How about in 1998, though, going even further back, when you were at the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, your boss, Brooks Lee Bourne, proposed oversight for derivatives like credit default swaps. Alan Greenspan and Bob Rubin, then Treasury Secretary, helped kill the proposal. Bloomberg News reports today there's an emerging consensus now that that was a mistake. Do you think we will get some kind of derivatives regulation, and what form should it take?
Well, I think we definitely are going to get derivatives regulation. It's, you know, the very problem right now is that you have these instruments that have a more powerful effect on the economy than stocks or bonds, which are regulated, yet these powerful instruments are largely unregulated. And I think Congress has really learned its lesson about this, because they did pass legislation in 2000 deregulating these over-the-counter products such as credit default swaps.
And yet I think President Bush saying, you know, for this group of 20 meeting this weekend, let's not get too ambitious and over-regulate. The free market capitalism is the best economic system in the world.
Well, it is the best economic system in the world when it's properly policed. And the problem is we took the policemen off the beat. Certainly re-regulation is not going to be led by President Bush or people who believe in the kinds of things that President Bush believes in.
And
right now, as we look at it, the economy, it's in total disarray. The American taxpayer, who had nothing to do with this, is being asked to carry a very big burden.
And we will have to leave it there. Michael Greenberger is a professor at the University of Maryland School of Law. Thanks so much for joining us.